Can God change your life in the next 30 minutes? I believe you're watching right now because God has something special for you. Join me for Jewish Voice and you'll discover how Bible prophecy is coming to pass before our very eyes and why you need to stand with Israel. You can play a role in God's end time plan. Find out how on Jewish Voice. Shalom and welcome to Jewish Voice, and thank you for joining us today. I'm Jonathan Burness. Today, my co-host Ezra Benjamin joins me today as we continue looking at one of the most significant Hebrew names of God found in Scripture. It's El-Roi, El-Roi, the God who sees me. This is just one of many Hebrew names of God revealed in the Scriptures, and the reason I love studying the Hebrew names of God is because they share with us, it's a revelation. We see in the names of God in Hebrew the very character and nature of God. This isn't only what God does, but who He is.
That's
right.
Don't
you love the names of God?
It's so fantastic.
It is.
Each one is a revelation about who He is. It's transformative, Jonathan. We
it
have
is.
To encounter Him as He truly is.
It is.
You know, we were praying, I think many of our audience at home can relate, 2020, the year of vision, right? We want 2020 vision. We want perfect clarity. And now we're filming this, you know, a good part of the way into 2020. What we got was a worldwide pandemic and division and what feels sometimes like chaos here within the borders of the U.S. And I find myself asking, what's going on? Does God see what's actually going on here?
Oh, He does. He does, although the fog has rolled in and it feels like trying to look through pea soup or something.
Right.
But what can cut through this is the revelation that God has everything under control. Not just the world under control, but your life is being watched over by God Himself.
Yeah.
And that's good news.
It's very good news. Jonathan, we should pick up right in actually the first occurrence of this name, El-Roi, in the Scriptures, and it's 16 chapters in Genesis 16.
It is. And this story, it's one of my favorite, by the way. It's probably one of my top favorite stories in the Bible. Mm-hmm. And for me, there's a parallel with the COVID crisis because it's brought so much despair and uncertainty. Mm-hmm. And the story of Hagar in particular is a story of what many of us are going through. It started out great, by the way. Mm-hmm. She has this great season. She's been chosen to deliver the seed promise. She's the one that Avram and Sarai, before their name change, was selected to bear the child of promise, and she gets pregnant. Oh, happy day. Everything is wonderful for her. She's been chosen out of the hundreds of servants in this household. She's the trusted one. She's the confidant. She is the centerpiece now, pregnant with what they believe is the promise that God has made. And then a fight breaks out. Dissension breaks out. Sarah becomes jealous. She starts to disdain Sarah or Sarai. And Abraham doesn't want to be involved. He says, do with her what you want. That's a message in itself. But as a result, Hagar is so unhappy and so persecuted that she flees into the wilderness and she's headed back to Egypt. But there's nothing for in Egypt. We talked about this before. When we're under pressure, mm-hmm. and things aren't going well and it's a crisis, we either run towards God or away from Him.
That's right.
And some people head back to what they were familiar with before. Don't go back there. She was headed back to Egypt, but a plague had already destroyed her family. There was nothing for her in Egypt, and there's nothing for you turning back into the old life, okay? In her place of despair, this is why this ties so well together,
right,
with this crisis we're going through. The angel of the Lord appears to her in Genesis 16, verse 9, mm-hmm. and says, return to your mistress and humble yourself. I will multiply your seed, and they will be too many to count. And then the angel of the Lord says, you're pregnant. In other words, he's recognizing her situation.
Right.
And he continues to declare her destiny.
You will bear a son. You'll call his name Ishmael, for Adonai has heard your affliction. God has heard your affliction. And then the prophecy isn't, I think, the most glamorous prophecy. It says he'll be a wild donkey of a man. His hand will be against everyone, and they'll be fighting between his brothers.
Right.
Now, that's not the best prophecy, but the fact that God has seen her, that the angel of the Lord has actually come and visited her and said, where have you come from and where are you going? In other words, I'm watching you. I see your plight. You have a destiny. Everything changes in that moment. She's got purpose. She's got hope. She has renewed faith, and she declares that everything's changed for her. She actually declares, you are the God who sees me, for she said, would I have gone here indeed looking for him who looks after me? And so she declares, I see now that you are the God who sees me. El Roi, I see that you're the God who sees me. That's the miracle. And when you see that God sees you, everything changes.
Everything changes for Hagar when she knows that God sees her. And even, Jonathan, in the verses you read just a minute ago in Genesis 16, verse 11, the name Ishmael, sometimes we just go, oh, Ishmael, it's the father of the Arab people. But even the name, every name in Hebrew has significance.
That's
Ishmael,
right.
God has heard. We say, hear, O Israel, right? Shema, Israel, in that same word, the root word, Ishmael, God has heard. God hears the affliction of Hagar. God hears your affliction. Not only does he see it, but he hears it as well.
He does. Most of the people, if not all the people that are watching the program today, believe in God.
Yeah.
You've had an experience with God. You've grown up with an act of faith in God. But when we're going through the conflicts of life, when we're going through the unseen challenges of life, like COVID came out of left field.
Right.
When we're dealing with the greatest tragedies of life, the most difficult times of life, we're either pushed towards God or away from God. And I have no doubt, Ezra, that Hagar knew God. She had a relationship with God. Mm. She had accepted, if you will, the God of Abraham.
Right.
She had some form of relationship. But in her hour of despair, now wandering through the desert, unwelcome at home, she had no place to call home now. She's heading back to nothing. And so in this despair, she's questioning whether God cares, whether God sees. So it's easy to believe that God cares about us.
Right.
The person to our right or to our left at services, the pastor, the worship leader, the person who's obviously being blessed. But what about me? And I know that some of you are going through this now. What about me? Maybe you've lost your job. God, what about me?
Right.
Maybe everything has caved in. Your whole, your life, your employment is built on traveling, and there's been this terrible economic downturn. God, what about me? You've had a family member contract COVID. Maybe they're in intensive care. God, what about me?
Right.
I get that.
Yeah.
I've been there in 40 years of walking with the Lord. God, do you care? And Hagar is struggling with that. And in the moment that the angel of the Lord tells her by name, Hagar, you will have a son, and his name will be called the one who hears, God who hears me.
For the Lord has heard my affliction.
She sees that God sees her,
That's right.
In her affliction. And there's tremendous comfort at that. Here's the thing, Ezra. God is always watching.
Right.
Always. God is always watching. Do you hear me? God is always watching. In Proverbs chapter 15, verse 3, which is in the inherent in the name El Roi, the eyes of the Lord are everywhere, keeping watch on the wicked and the good, even those who are not yet saved. Maybe you have a family member who strayed, friends that haven't yet received the Lord. I'm still praying for my mother after 40 years. God is watching over her. He's watching over your family members, whether they believe or not. If they're wicked, if they're in sin, God is watching over them. He's watching over you. He's watching over your family. But you need a fresh revelation of that reality.
That's right.
You need to see that God is watching over. You need to hear. You need confirmation. You need something that just makes it obvious to you God is watching and intervening. And that's not wrong. It's not wrong. Faith, yes, is believing in that which is unseen.
Yeah.
But it's not bad to have a sign now and then.
Yeah, it's a very honest prayer. I've prayed it at times, Jonathan, in my own life. Lord, I need to know that you know where I am.
Right.
That you see me, that you hear me, that you know what's going on.
And you need to see that God sees you. You need to know that God really is aware of your need and he's there to help. We're going to take a short break as we tell you about some special resources that we want to sow into your life this week. And we want to show you how your support is changing lives in a very real way for the Jewish people and their neighbors in need in places like Africa, particularly Ethiopia, Zimbabwe, as Israel as well. And you are making a difference. Ezra and I will be back with much more as we continue our discussion. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Jonathan is providing a very special offer for you so you can begin confessing scriptures in Hebrew right away. For your one-time gift today of $40 or more, you'll receive the newest Confessing the Hebrew Scriptures workbook, El Roi, The God Who Sees Me. This workbook comes with an audio CD, which leads you in following along in English. And by using the transliteration, you can begin speaking in Hebrew the very first time you open the workbook. In addition, we'll also send you this Names of God prayer journal. We will also include the new Jewish Voice 2022 wall calendar as you support Jewish Voice with a one-time gift of $40 or more. Jonathan is encouraging you to join him as a monthly Shalom partner. As you make an ongoing commitment and become a new monthly partner with a gift of just $30, Jonathan will include this stunning Torah scroll, beautifully framed and ready for you to proudly display in your home or office. Call our 800 number now and let our representative know what level of giving you would like to participate in. If you prefer, you can always choose to give online at jewishvoice.tv. Or you can simply text JVMI to 474747. Thank you for your generous support of Jewish Voice. And now, let's rejoin Jonathan and Ezra.
Welcome back to Jewish Voice. Hey, I believe that God has you watching this program, not by accident, not by coincidence, but he's got a word for you today. Before we get back into our discussion of El Roi, the God who sees, I want to say thank you to all of you who are supporting Jewish Voice. We couldn't do the work we do without you. Your gifts are making a real difference in the lives of people who are suffering illness, not able to get clean water, seniors in Israel. So you are helping the Jewish people and their neighbors with life-saving care, but most importantly, the gospel. So thank you so much, especially if you're a monthly partner. You're making a huge difference and blessing the Jewish people through this ministry. So thank you. Ezra, we've been discussing El Roi, the God who sees me, this
That's revelation, right. That
Hagar has as she encounters, I believe, Jesus. Before he's ever born, is pre-incarnate.
The angel of the Lord.
The angel of the Lord.
The pre-incarnate Messiah. Wow.
I believe that. And it's interesting that Hagar is the mother of the Arab people, and it's the first appearance of the Messiah, of the anointed one.
That's right.
And she realizes at that moment that God cares about her.
That's right.
That God is hearing her. That's what the name Ishmael means.
Ishmael, the father of the Arab people, literally means for God has heard, for the Lord has heard, in this case, the affliction of his people. And Jonathan, one of the things I love, you know, we're a Jewish ministry. We're reaching out to Jewish people, but not only to Jewish people.
Right.
We reach out to all people, including the Arab people. And it's so important to remember as you're blessing Israel, God loves the Arab people. There's actually a destiny for Arab people that's inextricably linked with the destiny of the Jewish people, and we see it right here in Genesis.
We're cousins.
Yeah.
So God loves everyone equally. He sure does. This ministry
although we're a ministry to reach the Jew first, is very committed to our Arab brothers and sisters, particularly in Israel.
Absolutely.
And so this revelation, the God who sees me, changes Hagar's life. Mm-hmm. And it's not her born-again experience, if you will. She knows God. This isn't a revelation, oh, there is a God. Mm-hmm. This is a revelation that the God that she has already believed in cares about her. And I'll just tell you honestly, I need that revelation from time to time. I've walked with the Lord 40 years. I've had him do great things in my life. I have anchor stories. I know what he's delivered me out of. But there are times, God, I need to see you. I mm-hmm. need to know that you care.
That's right.
You the same way?
Yeah. Yeah, I can relate. Maybe you at home can relate. We have to remember, because otherwise, Jonathan, in times like corona pandemic and other kinds of chaos and uncertainty, the temptation is to go back to Egypt, to say it was better for me. Even though I was enslaved, it was better for me and what was familiar.
And there are just those times, and you see it throughout Scripture, where we're just tired, we're depleted, and we're struggling, and God, I need something.
Yeah.
And that's not wrong, my friends. That's not wrong. Yes, we go by faith, but it's not a blind faith. And this relationship that we have with the Lord is not one-sided. God wants to manifest his presence in your life.
That's right.
Ezra, there's a reality in Scripture that God is omnipresent. It's just a theological word that reveals the truth that God is everywhere all the time. He's here now. Where two or three are gathered in my name, he's in the midst of us. But there's also the manifest presence of God, those times when we encounter the tangible, manifest presence mm-hmm. of God, mm-hmm. where we know that he's there.
That's
where
right.
we know that he's intervening, where something happens, it's unexplainable, God just showed up. And we need those moments. You may need a moment like that right now. I speak it over you right now. The grace of God, the manifest presence of God in that situation you're going through. And this is a time for God to manifest his presence.
So important. We need the Lord to show up and say, you may not see everything in the future. You may not even feel like you know where you're going, but I see you exactly where you are.
The greater the trial, the greater the grace.
Yeah, we need it.
We
the Lord
need
draws
it. We
near
need
to
it.
His people in times of uncertainty. And Jonathan, Genesis 16 is the first reference of El-Roi, but it's certainly not the last. Share with us
not.
Just a few more times when we see that name in the Bible.
Yeah, there's so many that are in confessing the Hebrew Scriptures that connect to El-Roi. Mm-hmm. In Exodus 33:18, Moses cries out to God under the weight of his leadership, what he's being called to, and he says, now show me your glory. Show me your glory. This is a prayer that we can pray. Lord, I need to see your glory. I need to see that you see me. Mm-hmm. I need to know that you are hearing my cry. And he'll respond to that.
Amen.
That's not a bad prayer.
He certainly will.
It's not a bad prayer. I'll just do one more for now. Deuteronomy 4:35. You were shown these things. It's connected to El-Roi, seeing. You are seeing or were shown these things so that you might know that the Lord is God. Beside him, there is no one else. Here's the good news. He wants to manifest his presence in your life, not tomorrow, today.
Such rich verses, Jonathan. And I know you said just one more, but let's bargain a little. How about one or two more?
Oh, yeah. There's so many great ones. In Judges, it says, when the angel of the Lord appeared to Gideon, he said, the Lord is with you, mighty warrior. Now, Gideon was trusting the Lord already, but don't you think the appearance of the angel of the Lord helped Gideon in that moment?
Absolutely.
Strengthened Gideon in that moment. The angel of the Lord appears. He's going by faith already, but I can tell you, he was supercharged.
That's right.
And if you want to get supercharged, how about a divine visitation today?
Mm-hmm. In the heat of the battle, the Lord appears to Gideon. Rise up, mighty warrior. The Lord is with you. And maybe Gideon didn't feel like such a mighty warrior in that moment. You know, the circumstances can be crushing. And the Lord reminds him who he is.
We should expect in the hardest, most challenging times of life, and guess what? We're in the middle of one, that God is going to show himself to us,
yeah.
to you.
Amen.
So don't give up hope. Please, don't give up hope. Psalm 31 verse 7, I will be glad and rejoice in your love, for you saw my affliction and knew the anguish of my soul.
Mm-hmm.
You know, part of that, Ezra, is telling yourself that. This is a great confession verse. Lord, I will be glad and rejoice in your love, for you see, I would put it into the present, you see my affliction and the anguish of my soul. Lord, thank you that you see me right now as I go through this. I will rejoice. Guess what happens when we say it, Ezra? We start believing it.
Amen. And it's not just positive thinking, Jonathan. You're actually saying pronounce the word of God over yourself, not just made up ideas and fantasies, actual scripture.
Yeah, positive thinking is just declaring something that is on your mind to declare, something you want, something that you want to possess. This is based on the word of God.
Different.
This is making the reality of God's words greater than the circumstance, greater than COVID-19, greater than the unemployment, greater than being unable to find a roll of toilet paper, which I encountered yesterday, actually. Proverbs 15:3, I already said, the eyes of the Lord are everywhere. He's keeping watch. I love what he says about Israel. He that keepeth Israel neither slumbers nor sleeps. He's guarding over Israel.
That's right.
And then he says, I'm also dispatching watchmen, believers, to guard the walls. It's a co-effort with God.
Right.
You got work to do, my friend. Let me read a couple more. Isaiah 60, verse 2, the Lord rises up and his glory appears over you. Why can't I see that? Because you're not asking. And you don't have eyes to see until you open those eyes. And Ezra, one last thought, and this really is. The same idea, El Roi, that same name of God, exists in the New Testament as well.
Wow.
Mark 2:5, I love. When Jesus saw their faith, he said, Son, your sins are forgiven, to the paralytic. He saw, and then the paralytic then, by being healed, saw that Jesus saw him. This is a revelation you need to get into your heart.
That's right.
I want to keep going. I have so many more, but we need to take a short break so we can share some information about how to get resources that will help you to see that God sees you. We want to make them available to you this week. We want to sow them into your life. Hey, stay with us because there's so much more to learn. And at the end of the program, we want to come back and agree in prayer for you, for your family, for your needs. God answers prayer. So don't go away. We'll be right back.
Jonathan is providing a very special offer for you so you can begin confessing scriptures in Hebrew right away. For your one-time gift today of $40 or more, you'll receive the newest Confessing the Hebrew Scriptures workbook, El Roi, The God Who Sees Me. This workbook comes with an audio CD, which leads you in following along in English. And by using the transliteration, you can begin speaking in Hebrew the very first time you open the workbook. In addition, we'll also send you this Names of God prayer journal. We will also include the new Jewish Voice 2022 wall calendar as you support Jewish Voice with a one-time gift of $40 or more. Jonathan is encouraging you to join him as a monthly Shalom partner. As you make an ongoing commitment and become a new monthly partner with a gift of just $30, Jonathan will include this stunning Torah scroll, beautifully framed and ready for you to proudly display in your home or office. Call our 800 number now and let our representative know what level of giving you would like to participate in. If you prefer, you can always choose to give online at jewishvoice.tv. Or you can simply text JVMI to 474747. Thank you for your generous support of Jewish Voice. And now, let's rejoin Jonathan and Ezra.
We've literally been flooded with prayer requests, and the needs are obviously great. People out of work, we have a terribly high unemployment rate worldwide at this point. We have people that know more and more people, friends, family with COVID. I've lost two extended family members. We're having a tough battle here in Arizona, and I know where you are, there's people fighting for their lives right now. Ezra, I want to focus on people that are fighting COVID right now, some in the hospital, particularly those that are at greatest risk, senior citizens, people with immune system deficiencies. Mm-hmm. Let's be lifting those people up in prayer. Let's do that together. And we believe in a God who hears and answers prayer. So Amen. Let's just agree together. You lead, and we'll all join together. Join your faith together. We pray for every need, so you can trust us to pray if you write to us. Let's go ahead and pray.
That's right. Lord, we pray and we confess the promise and the protection of Psalm 91 over everyone listening today their extended family and their loved ones. Lord, we pray that according to your word, no plague will come near their dwelling.
Yes, we declare it.
Lord, we thank you that we can refute every tongue that accuses us and no weapon formed against us will prosper that's the inheritance of the servants of God. And so, Lord, we thank you and we ask you for your protection and provision. Lord, when we see people falling at our left hand and our right, it won't come near our dwelling.
Yes.
We thank you for your promises. We pray your protection. Lord, and for those we know who are in the hospital in a sick bed right now with COVID-19, we pray for miraculous healing. Lord, that was sent by the enemy to kill, steal, and destroy. You can turn around for good and for life,
yes,
not just life,
Lord,
but life abundant in the name of Yeshua.
In Yeshua. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
And amen. If you'd like more information about our ministry, we'd love to hear from you. It's very easy. Just log on to Jewish Voice, one word, jewishvoice.tv, and you'll find many helpful resources as well on our website, and you'll be able to see the impact that your support is having on Jewish communities and their neighbors really all over the world. In addition, you can send us your prayer requests right on the website. We will pray for your need by name.
Right.
Trust us. We will. We fast and we pray as a ministry. I also want to thank you in advance for your support of Jewish Voice. It's making a difference. So we close the program for today. I want to remind you, Psalm 122:6 exhorts us to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. So please pray for Israel. They're really in need. Like the many around the world, they're really suffering right now. So we appreciate your prayer for Israel. On behalf of Ezra Benjamin and myself, this is Jonathan Bernesing. Shalom. And God bless you.